We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, the reopening of schools in the Hart School District in the Santa Clarita Valley, with the exception of Saugus High School. And it comes with a more visible presence of law enforcement and some vague threats recently online. In-depth team coverage starts with KMX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, it was late last week that some vague threats of violence, more violence to King District schools, started to surface online. So over the weekend, the LA County Sheriff's Department investigated those threats on social media, determined that there was nothing to them, but still, it's just yet something else for something else for students to have on their minds as they return to school today at all of the schools except for Saugus High.
But obviously, we follow up on any threat. We found nothing valuable or credible in any of these threats that have been posted. Anybody who's posting such a threat can be arrested on charges of threats, making such threats to the school and to the public.
As for Saugus High School, it reopens on December the 2nd. Outside of the school, there are a couple of different candlelit memorials. And last night, there was a massive turnout at a vigil for the victims. More on that part of the story from KNX 1070's Emily Valdez.
Central Park in Santa Clarita was completely packed with people. Deputies estimated 10,000 showed up.
It brought us all together as students from different schools. Even though we're rivals from across town, we're all one at this time, and we will be all one from here on out.
Many here knew the students who were killed. 15-year-old Gracie Ann Muhlberger, 14-year-old Dominic Blackwell.
He was like the brightest, most funniest, sweetest little guy. Like, I describe him as like a little happy spirit.
Two other students remain in the hospital, but they're expected to be okay. The gunman died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070.
California is still a top destination for foreign college students. This is according to a survey out of the Institute of International Education in the U.S. State Department. It says the enrollment of students mostly from China and India did dip slightly, however, for the first time in 10 years. Some of the university officials have questioned whether the Trump administration's position on immigration and China might be driving those international students to other countries.
Looks like some insurance rates are going to be going up here in California over the next couple of years because of the fires here in the state.
It's not going to get any better. Californians are going to be paying for it for the next 2 years at least, if not more.
Alexander Forreton is a large insurance broker who tells KNX insurance companies and brokers have themselves to blame and the public is paying the penalty. He says brokers and insurers lowballed prices to gain business and took in way less than they're having to pay out. He likens it to the damage from recent earthquakes.
In Northridge, caused $60 billion worth of damage. This is $90 billion. The earthquake caused insurance companies to go under.
He says for the next 2 years, insurance will go up a minimum of 15 to 20%. And he's actually seen some rates go up as much as 400%.
It's truly creating some major obstacles for families throughout California.
He adds it is the way these companies are staying solvent. Bob Brill, KNX 1070 News Radio.
As we talk about rain coming to Southern California this week, they're talking about power shutoffs up in Northern California, and a company behind a lot of those shutoffs, PG&E, the CEO, is going to be testifying today at the state capitol. He's appearing before a state Senate committee looking into PG&E's decisions to cut the power during the recent dry and windy conditions. Company insists that all the outages were necessary and well-planned, but many customers and some state officials say the cutoffs were too broad and caused needless hardship.
California Democratic Party wrapped up the convention in Long Beach and gave official endorsements to a number of Democrats who are running for state and congressional offices. It adopted a platform laying out the party's policies and priorities here in California, but some proposed items did not get enough support to make the cut, including one that referenced the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Over the weekend, delegates also heard campaign pitches from several of those Democrats who are seeking the nomination.
A man whose arrest resulted in from a cold case investigation into the sexual assaults and murders of two women in Southern California. This was back in the 80s. A guy's supposed to be in court today. He was recently linked to the killings after investigators compared his DNA that was found both of the crime scenes. The DA here in Los Angeles, Jackie Lacey, says if new technology had not been made possible, the suspect might never have been caught.
It would have been virtually impossible unless the killer was arrested during the time where, on a felony, during a time where DNA, submission of DNA into the database would have been mandated.
The man's DNA was collected by investigators who went through his trash.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.